Donut Bag is brought to you by ExpressVPN. Your data is your business. Protect it with ExpressVPN for 3 extra months free with a 1-year package. Go to the link listed in my Twitter profile.
Something is very, very wrong about this team. This was not just a loss. First of all, this was what, 9 losses in the last 11 or something like that.
They went 7 in a row, then they won 2, and then they lost 1.
And there was the overtime loss to Montreal.
Oh yeah, we lost 2.
So yeah, basically 9 of 11 is either a loss or an overtime loss. I am so angry. I know you tweeted me. It's like, are you ready for Fired Up Jen? It's like you might see Fired Up Joe, because I was at the game. I was lucky to go to the game,
lucky.
I'm just very lucky
to see that. I would have been losing my mind.
it was a punishment.
How do you get beat by a team that's so limited in the physicality department? All the Pens had to do was wear them down, you know, like just assert some sort of physicality. But I will say something. I'm very, very, very happy that Murray got the win, his first game back after being hurt, and against his old team at his old home. You know, like it felt good. I was happy.
Kid's been through a lot. He's been through a lot, you know, yeah. He starts his career, the best possible way anybody can start a career. You know, you start a career
legendary,
winning a Stanley Cup and then winning another Stanley Cup. Somebody said he might be the least respected multiple championship winner in Pittsburgh sports history. And I kind of agree with that. Nobody likes him. Nobody liked him when he was winning Stanley Cups because, oh my God, you're not Fleury. And we love Fleury so much.
Get me started on your fan base. Please don't.
okay. you might not get started. I got something to say about them, but
you're a lifelong Pittsburgh sports fan.
They got it coming just as much as this team does. Shame on you people. But anyway, good for Murray. He's been through, you know, whatever caused him for his career
he's
to go down.
He's gone through a lot. The loss of his dad really wrecked him.
And so he was hurt this season. He's just coming back from injury.
Yeah, he was out. I think he played the first couple of games and then he got hurt and then he was out. It could have been the first game. I don't even remember. I wasn't really following too closely. But I do know that he was out for over a month. So
where do we want to start?
I mean, we could kind of go over each game, the last 4 games.
Let's do that.
So we have game 13 was Pens in Washington, and we won that game 4-1. Now, that's the game where we had some changes made, some changes. We saw Pettersson.
Just a coincidence that on that Monday of that week, we talked about changes.
Yeah, all kind of seemed like it made those changes happen.
Yeah, and they kind of made those changes.
But there are no coincidences. So I had Pettersson coming from line pairing 2-1, which happened. Dumoulin down from 1-3, which happened, and Kapanen healthy scratch. Sully went with it, and we won 4-1.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was. Was that more of a function of yes, the changes helped, but also Washington is a mess also right now.
You know what? It had a lot to do with the changes because, you know, when you mix things up, it just makes things, you know, less stale, and players don't feel kind of like stuck. You know what I mean? They can kind of like, for example, bringing Pettersson up was a huge, you know, like vote of confidence. But putting Dumoulin down, it's like, hey, buddy, like, wake up time, you know, wake up. But I found that game was a really slow start, and the turnovers were insane. I'll cover that later. I find that we lack a high level of intensity when we play. I know some of the players like to talk about urgency, but I like to talk about intensity and inspired play. And I find that we have still some communication issues. But aside from that, I mean, can't really complain too much. I do remember, sorry, let me go to my notes here. 13, right? Yeah, I don't really have much to say for that game. We won. Changes were made.
It was good. Yeah. So that was the Capitals. And then in Toronto, 4-2 win.
Yes.
What I thought, I mean, in Toronto, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. We had the Sully kept the same, let's cap it and scratch Pettersson on the first pairing, but he brought Dumo up to the second pairing. I think that's an emotional thing. I don't think Sully has the balls to, you know, assert dominance and, you know, make players sweat it out. I think he felt bad for Dumoulin, was like, oh, okay, I'll throw him a bone. I wouldn't have done that personally. I'm a lot harder. I found, you know, we lack a lot of communication. And the one thing about this game that really irritated me was William Nylander. He had like 6 or 7 shots on goal, or 4, 5 or 6 before he scored his goal. You knew he was going to score. You knew it. Everybody knew he was going to score because he wanted it and he was pushing for it. Not one Penguins player identified that and played him with that knowledge. It was like, oh, well, you know, we'll leave it on our defense, or we'll leave it on DeSmith, was it? Yeah, to deal with it. But I was so heated. I knew it was coming. Like, Nylander was hard to the puck, hard to the net. He was getting a goal, period. But why am I, as a fan, sitting in Toronto going, like, Pittsburgh, why aren't you identifying this? You know, you've got a full staff on the bench too. Why aren't you identifying this? Why isn't there an open communication on how players are playing? Blah, 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 blah. That really irritated me. But again, we got the win, so I can't really be too upset. But I really think the Penguins players, you need to play your players, your opponents better. You have to. You have to see what they're up to. Like, I don't know. It's like, I don't know. I don't even know how to explain it. Pittsburgh used to be a lot stronger of a team altogether, whereas they would shut down players. They'd identify, you know, who's hot and who's working hard. But they're just kind of like, man,
that would require playing defense. And apparently this team doesn't feel like doing that. I'm not talking. Well, I'm talking defensemen. I'm talking forwards. I'm talking everyone. No, we have to allow approximately 800 two-on-ones the other way, that the goalie has to make an amazing save. We have to allow breakaways. We have to allow just basically just suck on defense. That's what we have to do now.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot to fix with this team. It's just like, you know, it kind of, the way I'm looking at it is, it's like, okay, when we have a win, everything's fine, everything's good. You know me, I haven't been happy with most of their wins, especially the first two of the season. I'm like, you know, this is garbage. Regular season is a glorified exhibition for me. Doesn't matter. You just want to get into the playoffs, you know? So play it right. Like we talked about it before, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Play it right, so you don't get burnt out, so you don't get ahead of yourself, and you don't get an inflated ego saying, oh yeah, you know, we scored 12 goals in the first two games, we're hot as crap. No, you look very irresponsible. But anyways, again, so those were two wins. Can't really complain. And then in Montreal,
this is the second time they've played Montreal.
Sullivan brought Kapanen back for this game.
Okay, I think the only reason he brought him back was because Hollander was sick.
Yeah, but we had another player that could have played. I forgot. I should have wrote it down.
So he had an option? Okay.
He did. You know what? With regards to Kapanen, because like we talked about this before, he had one good season a couple seasons ago, but he's been pretty like bleak overall. You got to bench them for like, you know, a couple weeks. You have to.
Well, I think I mean, he's been benched up 3 of the last 4 games.
3. Yeah. So, but he needs to sit so he can sit and think and be like, how bad do you want this? You know what I mean? Like this is what happens. Like in any team sport, when you see a player not pulling their weight, they get benched. for someone that's, you know, might do the work, put the work in. It sucks to have to do that to one of your players, and it sucks to be that player, but this isn't a participation trophy league. This is about winning. This is a lot of money. Fans pay a lot of money to go to these games. It's just, you know, it's like, what's your objective here? Is it to win or just to go out and, you know, look, play hot potato with the puck, be like, hey, look at us pass. I don't know. I think you got to really carry things out. Wait till you see who I think should be demoted tonight, but we'll get to that after.
Okay. Yeah. Of everything that has gone on this season, you know, we talked about the changes that they made or the decisions that they made. Keep Malkin, keep Letang, trade for Petrie, re-sign Kapanen. That is the one that is just...
Kapanen was a really bad call. I'm still firm that Letang was too long. I would have kept him maybe another season or two. I'm still firm that Gino was a big gamble because of his age and his injury stat, like his injury resume, I guess, for lack of a better word. When Gino gets hurt, he could be out for an extended amount of time. Yeah, sure, he's good for a point per game, but that means nothing when you're only playing 30 games of the 82 season, right? So even though I don't really want to get into Gino too much because I don't want to jinx it, like, I got some issues with Gino that we'll talk about later, but the Kapanen one, like what?
And not only did they sign him, they signed him to $3 million per year. So what you've done, like, okay, so they decide to bring back Malkin, they decide to bring back Letang, and they bring him back for relatively good contracts. That was okay. That's a decision you made. That was actually a good move by Hextall to negotiate good deals. And then you do this with Kapanen, and now you're like 5,000 under the cap or some crap like that. And they can't do anything. Even if there's somebody in Wilkes-Barre that they want to call, they can't bring them up. They are tied. It's just insane. It's insane. It's egregious, which is a word that the coach used. It's egregious that they would be in this position again. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, he's a healthy scratch. So he's not even playing. Let's just talk about one good thing. Jason Zucker, he's playing all right. Yeah.
Zucker.
No, I think Zucker is playing his, he is playing his heart out.
Zucker. Okay. So is it Zucker or Zucker?
I think it's
Zucker. Okay. I'm just going to say this. The second line is our best line. Raquel, Gino, and Zucker, hands down, are our best line. They are leaps and bounds better than our first line, but I would not change that for a second, that line. A lot of people are saying, well, they want to see Raquel back up with Sidney. And I mean, Rust is safe playing with Gino. Rust performs with Gino. Personally, I don't think Rust deserves to be on the top three lines right now.
Is he playing that bad?
I think, yeah, I wanted to actually talk about the first line a bit, but I don't think changing that second line is a good idea right now. It's working. It's just, they're good, right? You don't want to mess up that dynamic. Rust has been, there's some stat that over for the last so many games, Rust has been on for 1 point or something. I can't remember. I'd have to look it up, but he's just not cutting it. And that's another player I would demote. I would drop him down to the third or even fourth line to say, hey, listen, I want to see Heinen up with Sidney for a bit. I want to see Heinen up. Heinen's been one of our most consistent players. He's reliable. He plays with his heart. He's got this finesse about him. And he played well with Sidney before. So I want Rust out, and I want to see Heinen in there.
Hey, why not? Why not?
I think it'll work. I think it'll work. It'll mix things up. If that doesn't work, then we just got to rehaul like it all, leaving obviously the second line alone. There's always that, you know, that safety that Raquel could come up and play on the top line. But again, he is already playing on the top line.
Yeah, it sounds like that's the change they're going to make. Is basically Raquel and Rust are going to switch.
I will be so upset if that happens. That is a line you don't want to mess with right now. Zucker, Gino, and Raquel, they are finite. They're beautiful playing together. Great.
Yeah.
If you mess with that lineup, you're just absolutely out to lunch. Leave that line alone. Bring Heinen up. Drop Rust down. Run with that for, 5 to 10 games consistently and see what happens. It's still early enough in the season to do that. But if they tear apart that second line, I don't know. I might have to just...
We're just so angry.
Giving me anxiety. That one game that I watched, I was just getting so mad as the game went on. The last two games, Toronto and the Montreal game. But I would like to talk a little bit though about the last game, the one you were
at. The one I was at. Toronto won 5-2. Really. The Penguins only showed up for the second period. They didn't do diddly squat the first period.
Oh yeah, they were totally. Remember that tweet you said today about how do you say something professionally about you're acting crazy? Disconnected. Yeah. My first thing here.
There seems to be a disconnect.
Sloppy play, zero inspiration. Blah blah. Yeah. First line is garbage. Those are my notes from the first period.
The first line I think was on the ice for every
for
single
all five goals
against.
All five goals, and I made note of that. Also, too, the first line is someone sent me this. They're on the ice for 8.79% of the goals, which is just under 10%, which is disgusting. That's disgusting. I don't care who you are. Sydney's won the Rocket Richard. He's not even shooting. Sydney's been playing
Something's wrong there.
He is his face off is weak. He had, what did he have on the last game? So he scored a goal. He only had two shots on goal and he was overall 37% on the face off on the dot plus being on the ice. I know he's not a defenseman, but on the ice for all five goals, something's wrong there. Something's really, really wrong there. And I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I don't like how Sydney's been playing. I'm not impressed. He's something's going on there. And I speculate, I have my assumptions, but it's really, really hard to watch, especially when you know he's worth, what he's capable of. And it's I sit here and I talk about my notes for each game. I take extensive notes, but I actually have pages of notes for each game. On each player. And I, if we had 4 hours to do this, I'd go over everything, but most of my notes right now are about Sydney because, he's been really disappointing and it pains as much as it pains me to say that,
is it physical or mental or both?
Could be both,
Could be both.
He's in great shape. He does look a little tired and sluggish at times. I noticed that he kind of, in instances, he plays the puck. I don't know how to say this. I have a lot. There's so much in here. I'm going to be hated after this. He's just not playing his game properly. There's times where he's all over the puck and he's doing too much. He's not letting the other players play their position, and then there's times where it's he's just there. You're what are you doing? What are you doing, Sydney? What it takes to win. Why aren't you doing it? And the thing with the face-offs being so low, this is a confidence thing, and that's all mental. There's something going on there, and it's honestly hard to watch, and it's breaking my heart because it's an easy fix, but I'm not going to get into that.
Here's something. This is from Josh Yoey. Since last March's NHL trade deadline, the Penguins have played in 41 games, which is the equivalent of half a season. In those games, they are 16-20-5. That's a 74-point pace. this is red flag territory. 74 points is nowhere near being good enough to make the playoffs.
I said it. Remember I said it after that podcast when Gino was re-signed, and I'm like, they're not even going to make the playoffs this year. Watch them not make the playoffs. I don't want to be right. Don't get me wrong. Like, I don't want to watch a team. Ottawa. I don't want to watch a team that I put a lot of time and effort into. Watch them lose. But sometimes you got to sit back and be like, you know, if you're not going to put the work in.
Yeah. Yeah. The other stat that I keep hearing all the time is by the time of Thanksgiving, American Thanksgiving, I should say, that if you're not in the playoffs, if your team is out of the playoff picture, you have like a 25% chance of making the playoffs.
Yeah, but St. Louis was out and they won the Stanley Cup.
Yeah,
Pittsburgh is a different team. That's rubbish. No offense. I don't get worried till after the All-Star break. That's when ish gets real. That's when everything matters. But then again, I don't want to see this team burn out and start getting hurt because they're not playing every game properly. We're not going to win them all. That's a given, right? But these losses are just breaking down our boys' mentality, and they're not coming to the next game with that right frame of mind. I don't know what Sully's doing. I'm so frustrated with him. Like, I'm so close to showing up at his office, knocking on the door and saying, listen, bro, we got to talk. Because you only have so much time before you lose everything. And as we know with players in the past, Fleury, Murray, to name a few, once you get in your head and your mental game is destroyed, you're a shell of the player you once were. That's something I don't want to see.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're right. It's so much of sports is mental. And in being motivated and being engaged in stuff. The thing but bless you. the thing that bugs me the most is it seems like there is an unwillingness to make any changes. We have to do the same thing we've always done. We have to play the same way. We have to forget about changing our style. And the thing about their style is, it seems like their style is, well, we're fast and we'll attack. And because we're faster than you and because we're more skilled than you, then we're going to win. Guess what? You are not faster than a whole lot of teams now. They used to be the fastest team.
Skilled is a whole lot of teams. Like, there's
exactly.
Are so much offensively better and defensively better. However, we do have all the right pieces. We really do. And I'm still not sold on our goaltending. Like, I knew Jari was hurt. He got run at in game one and game two, and he was down for a little bit. I stayed in the game, but I knew right then and there, I'm like, this man is hurt. And then apparently it comes out that he was playing hurt. Casey's a solid goaltender. Like, Casey is reliable. We can't put all the blame on him when our team is playing like crap. Why Jari is playing hurt at the beginning of the season is insane to me. Honestly, why am I not running an NHL bench? Like, I sit here and I watch all these and I'm just but why are you doing this? Why are you risking your number one tender's health in the beginning of the season when it doesn't even really matter? That really irritated me, especially with goaltenders, because when they get hurt, they could be out for a longer time and it could be career ending in certain, you know, like, all played hurt, but then I'm out resting this injury and I come back and I just, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to see it. I don't want to go through it. And we got to lean on Casey more because he's been good for us.
Basically since the Edmonton game, Jari was okay until the Edmonton game. And then ever since then he has been awful.
Oh, no, I'm just telling you, I swear, he got hurt in the first game, not like, you know, like big time injury, but he's pulled something. He hurt something in game one, and then he re-hurt it in game two. But, you know, in his head decided, okay, well, you know, it's not that bad. I'll just play through it, whatever. And then finally, probably Edmonton, it was like, okay, you know what? Maybe I need to step back. But that is so risky because, I'm sorry, I told you I'd be fired up. That is so risky because what happens, Joe, is you aggravate an injury, you prolong an injury, or you make that injury worse, which then takes longer to heal. So management of our players' injuries needs to be done better. And I know for a fact players lie because they want to play. Right. This ain't the playoff, boys.
Right.
This is regular season. Take your time to heal, rest up, because we need to have 100% from our players, you know, when we're making that push for the playoffs and then in the playoffs.
And what game did he play recently? Was it
He played Montreal.
Yeah. He played Montreal. And then Sullivan said afterwards, like, well, he's dealing with some kind of physical injury. Then why are you playing him?
Well, I was
if
so
he's
mad.
He's hurt. Why?
Yeah, when I heard that, I was so mad. I'm like, what are you? Why are you confessing that?
Why?
Tell
why?
Us you're irresponsible by telling us you're irresponsible. But no, that was a big piss off. Yeah. No bueno. I said, you know what I'm going to say? Sullivan is too emotional. Sullivan has to separate his feelings. And from like the guys, you know, liking him, they got into a certain degree, but he is the captain, you know, of that ship, not the captain on the ice, but he is, you know, he's the lieutenant or whatever, the highest sergeant, whatever it is, yeah. You know, I don't talk army stuff, but he's the top, and it's not a popularity contest. It's about winning. And Sullivan's been making too many mistakes. And it's frustrating to see, because
he is who I'm frustrated with the most, because like I said, you're not the fastest team anymore, and you're not the most skilled team. They definitely, Toronto had a heck of a lot more skill than the Penguins. You got to change the way you play, change something. It's not working.
Yeah, it's not about urgency or desperation. You should never be playing desperate hockey. That's where you make mistakes. That's so stupid. Oh my God, I'm going to hear about this. So, like I said before, playing inspired hockey. Get out there and have some effing fun. Let go of everything else and play the game you love to play and have fun. That is when everything comes together. You're out of your head. There's no pressure and magic happens. Our boys are forgetting that aspect. They need to get out there and have some fun. Because when they have fun, ho, 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 they win Stanley Cups.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this isn't just in hockey, but in all sports. When you're losing, you want to basically fix the entire team yourself. So you go out there and you try to do everything by yourself, and that just makes it worse.
He's not doing that. In fact, he's literally a mess. I don't recognize him, and I'm just like, what's going on here? But again, like I said, drop Russ, bring up Heinen, run with that for a little bit. If that doesn't work, then rework things. Russ needs a wake-up call. Russ ain't pulling it. And he's not pulling his weight. He's just not. I'll be honest, I've never liked Russ on the top line. I never have. I've been very vocal about it over the years. And I mean, like, where have they gotten in the last 5 years?
Yeah. Yeah.
And keep capping it out for now. Because when he came, when he played, what game was it? He played against Montreal.
Yeah.
He was nothing. Just nothing. Nothing from him. I didn't actually take
it. So, okay. So he was benched.
Toronto and Washington.
He was benched at Toronto and Washington, comes back.
For Montreal and then benched for Toronto again.
Okay. So you said keep him out for a couple weeks, which would be, but he was kept out for a couple games.
And they won.
He was, you know, the message was sent. Hey, you're a healthy scratch. You're not good enough. So what does he do when he comes back? Would you think, hey, I got this chance. Hey,
he should become the best player, the hardest working player out there.
Thank you.
And he didn't. Hence, he was scratched again. You know, like I said before, you got to separate feelings. Like, it's a lot of money involved. This is so frustrating for me because it's like so obvious, yet it's not being done. Don't get me wrong. when Kapanen's good, Kapanen's good. That one season he had, I forget his points, I'd have to look it up. He had a run really good season for us and he was on fire. Find him again.
It's so frustrating because that's why they signed him. They know that potential. They know it's there. And I guarantee bringing him back was Sullivan's call. Bringing him back, they said, okay, they made a decision on him. And Sullivan said, I could fix him. I think he says, I need to do a better job of coaching him. That was his personal project, and look what happened. It's a massive failure, and it's bringing down the whole team.
Speaking of the whole team, we lack any chemistry. There's not enough communication on the ice. These turnover, I was going to get into that after. I'll stop.
I want to see. I want to see what's people from. If you're not going to make trades, bring people up from Wilkes-Barre. Bring people up. I don't know. I mean, it's Jeff Carter isn't doing crap either. Is he? He's not a good third line center.
Yeah, he is. I keep third and fourth, but you know, yeah, no. It's good to have that big body. I'm gonna keep him there. He's clutch. He comes through when you want to. I think he had a goal. Hold on, Carter. Let me see.
I don't know about that.
Okay. You know what? No, I'm third or fourth line. Carter stays center, big body, good to have. He's good on the dot, but he's also, you know what? I've never wanted him on our team to begin with, but I'm just going with it. I wouldn't mess with that. Actually, you know what? Come to think about it, in the last game, our fourth line. You know what? Actually, come to think about it, our second, third, and fourth line are better than our first line. Have been better than our first line. So I'm not so worried about that. I'm more worried about that first line, especially considering you've got one of the best hockey players of all time sitting up there just, you know, picking his nose.
It's your first line. It's your first line is supposed, everything is supposed to revolve around that. That's the line that gets the most minutes. That's the line that's supposed to make everything happen. And they basically.
That's it. Bench Sydney. I'm out.
That's the solution. If they bench Crosby.
If I were Sully, I'd bench Rust for a game. Be like, bro, what are you doing? What are you doing? But that's how I've always played. And that's how I, as an athlete, that's how I was treated. If I was good in my sports, but if I wasn't pulling my weight, Joe, my coach would sit me and say, you know what? I was a pitcher in baseball. You sit there and you think. It's like a timeout.
That's what it's supposed to be about. That's the thing. That's a great thing about sports. When you play well, you get time. When you don't play well, you're supposed to be punished by playing time or whatever.
Sullivan doesn't know how to do that. He, you know, and it's difficult too. You got to be careful because you can also get the opposite response from a player that you bench. They could get pissed off and play worse, yeah. But that's not the coach's fault. That's the player's ego. And this is a team sport. So if they show that ego, I'll show you to the door. You know, like I want to bring back that family aspect that the Penguins were. You know, when we watched them play, they all loved each other and we loved them. Right now, it's like a bunch of strangers. It's some hockey summer hockey camp where at the end of the day, they throw a bunch of players together and they play on a team and they play another team from the camp. And there's no chemistry, no connection. Nobody likes each other. They're just going through the motions. This is not okay for professional hockey. This is not okay 16 games into the season. This is not okay. The amount of money these guys are being paid. It is not okay. There's players out there that would die to be in that position and give an awful lot more. Team building, we spoke about. The Sully needs to put his feelings away, you know, and do his job better. And Sydney needs to step up. He needs to step up.
Put this team on your back, man.
What?
He needs to put the team on his back. He needs to. He needs done to it before.
Show everybody what's. You know what? They all do. They need to get out and have some fun. Find the fun in the game again. Go out and have some fun. We play Minnesota, I think, tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Screw winning. Let's get that out of our head. Go out on the ice and have some fun. Just go out and have some fun. I want to see laughing. I want to see smiling. I want to see joking around. I want to see life in that bench. I want to see you get off the ice from your shift and be excited to get back out there because you're having a good time. This is important. Sydney, especially, get out there and have some fun, because when you're having fun, you are deadly. You're deadly. Go have some fun. Told you I was going to rant today, Joe.
Oh, I was. I've been angry all day.
But can we do this one?
Yeah. Let's talk missed shots and.
Okay. So as we know, donut fans. That's so funny. I hate donuts. Like in life, I don't eat donuts. I'm so sorry, but I don't like them. Never have.
What about Timbits?
No, I don't. I don't like them.
When I found out the Timbits were just donut holes, I was disappointed. I thought there was something magical about Timbits. No, they're just donut holes.
Honestly, anyway. If I was to get a donut, it would be what's the one where it's hot? Krispy
Kreme. You're talking about Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, but aside from that, donuts are gross. I'm not really a sweet person.
I get it. They're very sweet. Yeah. I'm not offended.
But yeah, it's so funny because you're called donuts and I'm like, bleh. But anyway, I love you more than donuts. So I've been going over missed shots and turnovers. For the last four games, we had 47 turnovers, which is disgusting, considering in games... in the nine games prior, we only had 60 turnovers. 47 in four games is terrible. Missed shots, we had 50 in four games. I'm not impressed. But what I did was I tallied up the first 16 games. Our total turnovers in the first 16 games is 147. 147 turnovers in the first 16 games is disgusting. Missed shots, 198. Speaking on missed shots, I need my boys out there on the ice practicing accuracy. I don't care. Put up a shooter tutor and you shoot on that 200 pucks each player after practice, 200 pucks every single day. Shoot, shoot, shoot. This is what I do with the kids I train. Shoot, shoot, shoot. Your accuracy will improve. But I'm going to just get into the players that have disappointed me the most. It's like I like this, right? I don't. I like to win. Turnovers. So 16 games, 147 turnovers. In first place, we have Gino with 18 turnovers. In second place, we have Letang with 15. In third place, we have Sydney with 14. And fourth place, Petrie is tied with Dumoulin for 11. And fifth place is tied with Pedersen and Rust at 8. Now, these are our biggest players. Gino, Sydney, Rust, Letang, Dumoulin.
The ones that should be leading the way. The ones that should be providing an example, not screwing up the most.
Well, see, turnovers happen because of a lack of communication and not being aware of where you are on the ice and where your teammates are, where your opponents are on the ice. This comes down to sloppy, not connected, disconnected, crazy, knowing your being aware of your environment, your spaces, and where you are. It's a problem. Hockey's a fast game. You can always take half a second. You always can take half a second. No one's right there on you. Now going to miss shot. Well, sorry. Gino's played 16 games and he has 18 turnovers. So that's over one a game, but as long as you're getting a point a game, I guess it cancels it out. No, it doesn't, because it leads to goals that the opponents make.
Right.
Moving on, missed shot, 16 games. We have a total of 198. That's not looking really good for accuracy on our boys. And like I said, they got to get out there and start working on that, because this game is about scoring goals. But in first place, yet again, our boy Gino with 18 missed shots.
So he's leading in turnovers and missed shots.
Both at 18, yes.
Hmm.
Yeah. The problem I have with Gino is he really hasn't been good since like 2012. I mean, excellent, like superstar caliber. He's just been there. Now, granted, injuries change you, age slows you down, and the fear sets in. We saw that with Chris Letang. But Gino is, I am score. I am blah. Okay. Well, how about you become, I am consistent. I am smart. I'm starting to think his IQ is, meh. But let me move on. So Gino is the first with 18 missed shots. Rust and Raquel are tied at second with 17. Zucker with 16 at third. Letang at fourth, at 14, at fourth place, 14 missed shots. And our boy Sydney in fifth with 13. So again, I've named our big players, our three-headed monster. They're all on the top five for each list. Granted, missed shots means you're trying, but missed shots is, I'll excuse, you know, three of them from Gino. You're rushing. You're not taking the second. You could be passing instead of shooting. You're not reading the play properly. You're just kind of in the moment playing for yourself. And accuracy is a big issue with these players that I've mentioned. And it's big. Gensel has 10 missed shots. What else I got here? Petrie 8, Ruta 7, Carter 6, Dumoulin 10, Patterson 8, McGinn 10. But right now, my favorite player on the team is Heinen. Heinen is my favorite player on the team.
Interesting. Yeah, I wonder.
He has one turnover in 16 games. He's played all 16. And he has, where you at, bro? 7 missed shots out of 16 games. His numbers are low. Sully, bump him up to the first line. Magic will happen. Might even bring Sydney and Gensel out. Gensel hasn't been too bad, but he's not producing as much as he could. Sometimes you got to mix things up. If things become stale, you can't run with it because of feelings or because of superstition. Yeah. So that's it. 147 turnovers and 198 missed shots in 16 games is not okay.
Yeah. I will conclude with this. So I was at the game, and I don't know if you saw it on TV, but
of course I did. But I took notes of my imagination.
I know. But did you see all the empty seats?
At the beginning of the game, holy moly!
Okay, at the beginning of the game, there was a little bit of a snowstorm, but there was unexpected snow.
Makes me think of the time I drove home from Pittsburgh once in a snowstorm, and it took me 9 hours rather than 4 or 5.
Oh God, I hate driving in snow. And construction around the arena sucks. So okay, I can understand beginning of the game. Okay, whatever. But even in the middle of the game, there was a lot of empty seats there. Hey folks, what's going on here? This is what you wanted. This is what the fans wanted. We want Gino. We want the Tang. Bring him back. I don't care if they win. I just want them together. Like you have a teddy bear or something like that.
Who are my closest Pens fan friends on Twitter both tweet, oh, they're losing, I'm not watching anymore. And I'm just like, you spoiled rotten.
What exactly? It's such a spoiled fan between the Steelers and the Penguins. Spoiled fan base.
Yeah, your team is.
This is not going to last forever. You're not going to see these three together. This is what you wanted. You wanted them together. For them to just, why? Because they're losing, or you're tired?
I'm actually
really
disappointed. I wanted to be at yesterday's game, but it wasn't released till the day before that Murray would be playing, and I didn't have enough time to get there because I can't actually fly into the States yet. Thanks, Biden administration, for locking down.
Yeah, come on. Come on. COVID's done.
Whatever it is, I could have driven there. I just didn't have enough time. I wanted to be there for Murray. I wanted to be on the glass, and I wanted to be wearing a Leafs jersey for Murray. But he didn't need me, luckily, because you know what? Pittsburgh fans, without Murray, we may not have those two cups.
Yeah.
And to have any fact of disrespect or him being the least respected goaltender in Pittsburgh Penguins history y'all are wrong. No offense, Joe. You're all wrong because this is a goaltender, a junior gold or a rookie goaltender that came in after playing 9 regular season games and won us the Stanley Cup and then came back and did it again.
Yeah.
And he was Flowers relief. So.
Yeah. The disrespect that they were mad because he wasn't Flurry. That was ridiculous. But fans were yelling glove side last night. They kept saying,
I'm so proud of my boy for shutting you guys down. I am so proud. And that's like the not even the Leaf fan in me, because I could care less. When the Pens play any team, I want the Pens to play or Pens to win. But last night I wanted the Leafs to win. I wanted Murray to get that because Murray's confidence was taken. He made some tough
saves.
Pittsburgh did not deserve him.
Yeah.
The fans, anyways. Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, basically, he hasn't really, you know, done much with the Leafs because he it sounds like he's been hurt. But we'll see. We'll see how. Maybe, I mean, if he's able, if he could give some good goaltending to the Leafs might be unstoppable. That's really the last
their physicality piece. Sucks and their defense sucks. And I actually reached out to Dubas. I finally got a way to contact him ish. And I'm like, bro, I can help you out here.
Dude.
I didn't get a call back.
Call her up.
I could get one reference from one person, maybe two people that would make my career, but you know, wouldn't want to lose me, would you?
All right. Well, let's do this again next week. Let's see what happens in this Midwest trip.
That sounds good. Right. So Minnesota, Winnipeg, Calgary?
No, Minnesota, Winnipeg, Chicago. And then Calgary at home.
Chicago still has a team?
They sort of kind of have a team.
So funny. Yeah, well, sounds good. We'll do it. I love it. Let's have a good time with you.
All right.
Shout out to our girl, Ash, who's...
hi, Ashley. She's...
We miss you so much.
She will be on again. She is. She's being doing the mommy thing, but we'll have her on again. Definitely.
Sounds good. All right, Joe. All right. Thanks for having me.
We'll see you.
Okay.
Bye.